It's the third time lawmakers have sought review of gaming compacts the state has with Native Americans. This time, Republicans are bolstered by a recent state Supreme Court decision. It nixed key components of a compact with the Potawatomi tribe. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer told the Joint Finance Committee that future lawsuits can be avoided if legislators have a hand in approving gaming compacts.
You have to have a way for all that different input to come together, to be heard, and then make a decision. And it shouldn't be questioned after the fact. And if you include people like we're proposing in this process, I actually think it would be much better.
Oneida Nation Representative Kevin Cornelius thinks it would be worse. He says having tribes negotiate with 132 legislators would bog down compact negotiations and subject the process to political pressure.
We must acknowledge that gaming can be an emotional issue. People on all sides of the issue often feel strongly. There are many who would like to see gaming end altogether.
The bill would give lawmakers final approval of gaming compacts using a process similar to that of state contracts. Senator Judy Robson notes that hasn't always gone smoothly. Republican leaders blocked a vote on state contracts a year ago.
And they weren't voted on for months and months and months, even though the governor had signed off and even though the employees, negotiators had signed off. There was one or two people in the legislature that refused to take it up.
Robson says she's concerned that compacts could be held up indefinitely because of competing political interests. Governor Doyle opposes the bill, giving lawmakers final approval of compacts. He twice vetoed similar legislation. Jimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.